ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Soaring temperatures, a lack of water, and sand dunes every 500 metres. It's one of the most inhospitable places on Earth.
It's August 1999, and something strange is happening in the Australian outback.
When I got there, it was just organised chaos.
It's one of the most extensive searches ever mounted in the Great Sandy Desert.
A well-to-do young American has dumped his belongings and walked out into the Great Sandy Desert.
A white guy from America, what hope has he got? They'll be looking for a body.
He sent a postcard to his parents in America, just saying, I'm heading into the desert. Goodbye.
Triggering a media sensation and one of the biggest searches Australia had ever seen.
Once the Americans arrived, it became a lot more bizarre.
We really need to be what we call semper gumby, always flexible.
He insisted that people use his radio handle, Gunslinger.
Are you taking the piss?
But there's one problem that no one's got an answer for. How do you search for someone who doesn't want to be found?
I felt it was his choice to choose not to come out of the desert. I knew he couldn't be content with living a life unless he did this.
My name is Erin Park, and I've been obsessed with this story for years. And I'm not the only one. Why would a fit, intelligent young man with everything to live for plunge into one of the deadliest landscapes in Australia on purpose?
It's very easy to dismiss it as crazy, but I think when you dive deeper into it, you see that it's not crazy.
It's a story spanning three decades, two continents, and some strange encounters.
I really don't know how I started off in the desert in northern Australia looking into this, and now I'm in bloody Alaska looking for a porcupine.
Every little thread was even more glittery and sparkly and fascinating.
And it polarised opinions the world over. Were his actions selfish or inspired?
The backlash was pretty fierce.
And it turns out this desert where Robert Bugookie went missing is keeping other secrets.
What Robert Bugookie did here is just the tip of the iceberg.
We've got a lot of people missing. It remains a mystery, you know.
At a time when so many of us feel lost, what's the most extreme thing you do to feel found?
The idea of being out here alone scares the hell out of me. I ain't no Robert Bugookie, that's for sure.
And at what cost?
Death will come, and I'll be ready for it.
This is season 5 of Expanse, Nowhere Man. Find it on the ABC Listen app and all the usual places.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.